These recordings are produced by the American Thoracic Society. We help the world breathe. These materials are intended for informational purposes only and should be used to complement the care and education provided by your personal health care providers. This audio file goes with the ATS fact sheet on chest tube thoracostomy, which people often call a chest tube. It summarizes the highlights of the chest tube fact sheet and will only take a few minutes to listen to from start to finish. Having a serious lung problem, whether it is a loved one or yourself, isn't easy. We hope that this information is useful to you and may help you have a better understanding of chest tubes and how they help people. We also encourage you to speak with a member of the healthcare team about specific questions you may have. For more information, visit www.thoracic.org/patients. Chest tube thoracostomy, commonly referred to as putting in a chest tube, is a procedure that is done to drain fluid, blood, or air from the space around the lungs. Common reasons why a chest tube is needed include collapsed lung, infection, cancer, or chest surgery. This procedure involves placing a hollow plastic tube between the ribs and into the chest to drain fluid or air from around the lungs. Numbing medicine will be given, and medicine that causes sleepiness may be given before the procedure. The tube is often hooked up to a suction machine to help with drainage. The tube remains in the chest until all or most of the air or fluid has drained out, usually within a few days. Occasionally, special medicines are given through the chest tube when the fluid or air does not resolve within a few days. You or your loved one will be checked often for possible air leaks, plugging of the tube, and any breathing problems. Usually, you will be able to breathe more comfortably with the tube in place, but medication can be given to help with comfort. Your healthcare provider will give you information about what to do if there is pain or shortness of breath after the chest tube is in place, how much a person can move around with the chest tube in place, what problems to watch out for, and how to care for the wound after the chest tube is removed. Though uncommon, there are some risks associated with chest tubes, including puncture of the lung, bleeding, and infection. Most people will need to stay in the hospital the entire time the chest tube is in. Less and less fluid drainage in the collection device often means the lungs are improving. Sometimes, the tube is clamped and left in place to make sure no fluid or air comes back before it is pulled out. When the doctor determines that the chest tube is no longer needed, it will be removed. Usually, it can be taken out right at the bedside.